You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage. 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Our next guests this afternoon are doing something that I just have to smile about. It's fun. It's nice. And let me introduce them to you. Jane Bickelman is the co-founder of Personalities Plus. It's a ministry that puts together gift purses for deserving women. They work closely with more than 20 charitable organizations that support and encourage women. She's joined by Cassandra Morrison. She's a real estate broker here in Albuquerque with Coldwell Banker Legacy. She served with the Albuquerque Police Department for over 20 years, retiring as a sergeant. Her specialties included crisis negotiations, crisis intervention, field training, and instruction. She spends her time now volunteering with the Rotary Club, great organization, City of Albuquerque Policing Council. That's something we have to have a whole different show about. And the Northeast Area Command and raising, gathering, and transporting donations for Personalities Plus. Ladies, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
I am so glad to have you. Jane, let's start with you. Would you share with us the smiles and appreciation you get from women when they receive a purse from you?
I will. You know, we have to be careful by not posting names and not showing pictures on Facebook. But we have great, I just brought some great thank yous.
Oh, good.
One of them just came about as a result of Mother's Day, which we delivered to four organizations. And she said, "Hello, ladies. I want to thank you for taking the time and sharing what you have with me. It was a surprise to receive a gift because this is the first time that I've been away from my family and I felt alone. And your gift reminded me that I am not alone. God bless you and thank you for your generosity." One of the ones that really touched my heart and shows the value that the purse is not just a gift. It's a way of them healing and getting through some of their issues that they have. And this came from a caseworker that worked with a group at Christmas time. And she says in her Wednesday group, they talk about the cycles of violence and the power and control that is usually taken away from their clients. So in one session, they discussed how a lady had gotten out of the domestic violence relationship, went to the store to buy cereal, was so overwhelmed, she couldn't even decide on her own, make her own decision on what kind of cereal she wanted. She'd not been able to choose what she wanted for so long, she didn't know how to do it. Mm. So a couple weeks later, a client came in for therapy, and she told me that she remembered that story, and she felt that way in front of the purses. She said, "There's so many kind, and I don't ever think about what I want. I've not been able to choose. It was like the cereal story you told us." She was able to go into a room with a ton of purses, be faced with the opportunity to choose something for her, only for her. She said, "When I saw all the purses and didn't know what I liked or how to choose, that is what, when I realized I have to think about what I want, what is good for me, that will help my hijos, and that will make me stronger. All this from picking out a purse." Mm-hmm. So it's helping them get through some of their issues. It's also a surprise, wonderful gift because it's filled with hygiene and all sorts of goodies.
Well, we should mention, though, like, for example, the Women's Housing Coalition is one of the charitable organizations you work with, and they are essentially helping a woman that's in a domestic violence situation.
Right.
And I don't know if the correct word is hiding, but they are providing a safe place for them to be and to have their kids and to have a separate place to live, because a lot of times it's been violent. It's been horrible. And they might call you up and say, "Jane, can you guys help us with some purses and some really nice things like that?" Right. So that's got to really encourage people.
It does, and the women in this community have been amazing. I and the men, but it's just amazing how this has grown. Women love doing this. We have, everybody's a volunteer and from all walks of life, and it's just a fun time.
Well, and let's go to Cassandra now. Cassandra, you're a real estate broker.
Correct.
A lot of women, real estate brokers, men too. But it sounds like you're getting a lot of support from the real estate community.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a ton of support from the real estate community, not only with purses or toiletries, but also with monetary donations to help us fill our void where we need to fill. One day we may be running short on travel size deodorants. And so, you know, I go pull the office and I'm like, hey, who wants to donate? I need to go buy deodorants. And so I'll get some cash from their wallets and go purchase what I can, as much as I can.
Well, that seems simple, and it is simple, but you're addressing and providing these gifts at a time that is not simple in someone's life. Are there tears involved?
Many times.
Yeah. People may not realize how important a simple donation could be to someone. Would you agree?
I 100% agree with that. And empowering them to not only select the purse, but to have something that they can call their own. You know, they may be coming from a situation, not only domestic violence, but they might be a victim of human trafficking, where they weren't allowed to make decisions on their own for either days, weeks, months, years. And so for them to even go and look on that shelf and say, you know what, that purse speaks to me. And then when they open it and they see, a lot of times we tie a beautiful scarf around it to match, which is one of my favorite chores. I love doing that one. And then we match it up usually with a small package of jewelry. And some of that jewelry is handmade by some volunteers.
Wow.
So there is emotion and passion that goes into this project. So when they see the jewelry that matches the scarf, that matches the purse, it's a full-on outfit. And they're just overwhelmed.
So, Jane, I met you. I went to high school with your daughter a little while ago, just 2 years, just kidding. And we had a chance to meet and talk a little bit about what you were doing. But then subsequently, I had a whole bunch of ministries. I had Karen Hall at Women's Housing Coalition talk to me about you. Karen's an old banker like I am, a real estate lender. We used to finance homes that a person like Cassandra would sell. I did that for many years. Then you had... the New Mexico Dream Center, who protects children that are trafficked, and you've apparently provided purses to them. I talked with the Abrams, who are with Casa de Mariposa, and you've provided purses for the women that they have, that they're helping with. CareNet Pregnancy Centers is on our show very frequently. So you're working very closely with all of these people. I need to find out. You mentioned you have volunteers. Could you use more?
Absolutely.
What do you need people to do, and how do they get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, we can always use the volunteers, and we always need donations. And that would be the purses and the contents. And the volunteers, we just show up and during the season when we're packing the purses for delivery, just before Mother's Day and just before Christmas, we have a big room at Fellowship Christian Reformed Church, and he lets us take over his fellowship hall and pack the purses. And we just have an assembly line and put them in the box and get them ready to go.
You also have some special orders, though, that are not necessarily related to holidays, right? People will call you up and go, I need 10 purses. And you need people to help you with that, too.
Yes.
Okay, Cassandra, you are helping people buy new homes and sell homes. And I'm wondering if you go into someone's home and you see a closet full of stuff, how long would it take somebody really to find a nice purse and make a donation that they haven't used for a while?
And that's the critical part. I mean, everybody seems to do spring cleaning, but not a lot of people do fall cleaning. So usually a lot of social media posts around that time, like, hey, let's do a little fall cleaning and clean out those closets, especially the purses. Around the fall season, we also ask for any kind of mittens and gloves and scarves and knit caps. So, I mean, it, very, very quickly, they can go in there and fill a bag, you know, and it can come in the form of, like I said, I had one gentleman that I work with, gave my little spiel at a sales meeting, and the next day he brought in this big Ziploc bag with all this costume jewelry in it. He goes, I went home and I told my wife, and she gave me all of this to give to you. So it really doesn't take that much time to find it.
So the jewelry thing's kind of fascinating because I have three daughters. I have two sons too, but I've never given my sons jewelry. But when I've given my daughter something, any kind of gift, I guess for the boys too, is it always makes their faces light up. And I've seen people receive gifts, and that's just got to be a special part of what you're doing. Jane, you've told us that when you give purses to an organization, that normally the way you like to pass them out is you kind of set them on a table and let the people choose?
Yes. If they are in residence and they are they have a Christmas party just for the residents, they will get to pick at the Christmas party.
Mm.
But they're not all residing in a facility. Some of them are counseling organizations. So when they come in during Christmas or Mother's Day for their counseling session, they have set up a room in the back somewhere with the purses, and they're allowed to pick one then. So in one way or the other, either through a counseling visit or through a Christmas party or Mother's Day party, they would pick one. And it's kind of fun. I used to get pictures. I can get with the heads cut off and put them on Facebook.
Well, there's obviously confidentiality,
right.
and you're protecting people, but I know you probably have emblazoned in your mind the smiles that you've seen from people that get a purse and say, this is mine?
Yes. And I've gone to some of the parties, and it's just overwhelming.
What kind of stuff is in the purses?
Okay. Well, we have hygiene things like shampoo and conditioner, toothbrush, toothpaste, hairbrush. We like to put in a little small mirror, which is kind of fun to have. And then the team with Mary Ellen, who do all the jewelry, take all the donated jewelry that we get throughout the year, and they make sets.
Wow.
They're not matchy-matchy, but they're coordinated.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put them in a cellophane bag with the label from Personalities Plus. We also we love makeup, and we can never get enough makeup, because all these things cannot be used. They have to be new, never opened or never used. We put in a small box of a little package of Kleenex, hand sanitizer. In the winter, we put in hats and scarves and hats and heavy
scarves. Cassandra's got the scarf duty.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
We have people who are making them year-round. And we have a boutique who donates and gives generously to provide silk scarves for the spring purses and cozy ones for the winter ones. So
Cassandra's already told us about the real estate community and their involvement, making financial donations, volunteering. Cassandra, what other businesses should be getting involved with this?
It is completely open. Anybody can get involved. And, of course, with Jane and I here, I mean, her and I are like, nobody's out. We want everybody in. You know, the energy that these people have when you get together and you do the packing parties and you do your assembly lines, it's infectious. Anybody can participate. We have people on our Facebook page who reach out, and they're like, how can I get involved? I'm like, time, we need your time. And they're like, you know, I got 2 hours, and I live in Taos. I'm like, let me know when you're going to be in Albuquerque. We'll get something together. You know, we've had stuff shipped in, mailed in, and it's a wonderful feeling when you go to open that box and they don't want to tell you who they are. They just want to say, we want to contribute.
Yeah.
Nice.
I recently received a box mailed to my home, and I didn't think my home address was out there anywhere, but there was a note in it. I saw you on Pay It Forward, and I love what you're doing. I hope you can use these things, your friend. I have no idea where it came from.
Well, and I'm hoping you'll use this show to get the word out. And let people know what you're doing and how you're doing. I worry that there are people sitting at home still because of COVID. And in some ways, they look at themselves and they don't think they could have a powerful impact on another person's life. And that is not true.
Absolutely.
No matter what your station in life, you can have a powerful impact and help. And this is one ministry that Personalities Plus. Facebook.com/personalities-plus-ABQ.
Yes, sir.
And people can get in touch with you about making donations and things through that Facebook page.
Right. And or my email.
Okay.
jbick@comcast.net. It's jbick@comcast.net.
Outstanding. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll come back right after these messages. We're with Jane Bickelman and Cassandra Morrison. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
It's never too late to start taking classes in biblical studies. Here's Calvary College student Timothy.
Calvary College was an answer to prayer for me. I was at a point in my life where I longed for more of God and His Word. Calvary College was the next step in that direction.
An education from Calvary College will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Apply now at calvarychurchcollege.com.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Rochelle.
I want to tell you that there's nothing usual about our economy. There's nothing usual about team morale. There's nothing usual about the global mood with all the chaos we have going on around the world. And there's nothing usual about our future. You are leading out of chaos. You're leading out of a time of division. You're leading out of a season where many people are afraid and many people have experienced extreme loss. And you're leading into the most rapid changing, uncertain, and unsettled world that most of us have seen in our lifetime. The world is changing all around us. Therefore, your leadership has to change in how you approach leading in this season. And to the extent that you realize the fact that things are different, that will determine your capacity for effectiveness moving forward.
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Economist Thomas Sowell wrote of inflation, it's a way to take people's wealth without having to raise taxes. I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Analysts project inflation could cost the average American household $5,200 this year, but you can find ways to save to make up for it. Look for convenience stores that give a break at the gas pump for using cash. You can save 10 to 30% by using cash for everything. It's just harder to part with real dollars than using a debit card. One day a week, try not to spend anything. And use the 30-day rule for buying anything over $100. If you wait that long, you probably won't want it anymore. By taking steps now to stay on budget, you can take a lot of the bite out of inflation. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
Is your personal Bible study time frustrating? Do you need direction? You can study the Bible with a plan and see progress. Listen to this from Skip Heitzig.
All of us, we have trouble with certain parts of the Bible. Sometimes it's tough. But exposure to the Bible, a consistent exposure to the Bible, and I would add on a daily basis, with the consistent desire to obey it, will do more for you than any other thing that I can think of in your Christian walk.
Take the mystery out of studying Scripture with Pastor Skip's book, How to Study the Bible and Enjoy It. Our thanks to you when you give $25 or more to help connect more people with this Bible teaching ministry. Get the tips and tools you need to open your eyes, mind, and heart to God's truth.
You don't have to be afraid of the Bible.
Get your copy of How to Study the Bible and Enjoy It by Skip Heitzig today when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
We're with Jane Bickelman, the co-founder of Personalities Plus, and I should say Personalities Plus, and Cassandra Morrison. She's a real estate broker with Coldwell Banker Legacy and a volunteer with Personalities Plus. What's the purpose of this ministry, Jane?
You know, the purpose, there are many women in Albuquerque who want to reach out and help other women. And this is just one huge way that they can do it. They have a passion for those who are hurting and who are in need, and they want to make sure it goes to the right person. It goes directly to them and not in some black hole. And so we're just grateful for all those volunteers who have that heart. And we have a scripture tag that we put on all the purses in addition to the beautiful scarf. It's from Psalm 91:4 that says, He will cover you with His feathers, He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. So we want the women to know that there are women in Albuquerque who care for them, but most of all, that we want them to know that God loves them. And on this tag, it says, from many generous women and personalities plus ABQ.
You also have a bunch of sponsors.
Yes. We have many great friends in this. First of all, Silk Road Connection is a wonderful boutique, Burdell. Silk Road Connection, we want to thank Silk Road Connection and G. Loretta and Casabella, Headliner Salon, the churches of Eastern Hills Baptist Church, Fellowship Christian Reformed Church, St. Paul's Methodist Church, and the Los Altos Women's Golf Club, Tanoan Book Women's Club, many Bible studies. I can't name them all. We just want to thank them because they promote us.
You know why I want you to do this? Because there's people that have a book club. There's people that have a real estate association. There's people that have a business, and they have an executive team that could help you.
Right.
And I want them to see there's so many people.
Ways.
Yeah, there's ways to do this.
One of my friends, Linda, said, I don't need anything for my birthday. So she had a birthday party and said, this is what I want you to bring. And she brought 15 purses. My girlfriend Colleen from banking for years has a Christmas party every year at some location, and the requirement is to show up with a filled purse. And so I leave those parties with a trunk full.
Yeah, but that's just so fun, and then the way you present them to people, and the need greater than what you have available
yes,
to you.
Yes. However, from Mother's Day, we had some abundance. We had some that more than we needed, and mm-hmm. it was a blessing that I was able to call Alongside Ministries, and they were able to take some for the women they help that are
Dee Dee
alone.
Jones has been on the show a number of times.
And I was connected through Pilates with a friend, Ellery, who lives here and in Taos. And she worked with...
So exercise groups?
Yeah.
Group? Okay.
Domestic violence. She worked with them. So she called Melinda at the shelter there, and she came down and picked up 40 to take to them.
Yeah.
And I happen to have right now still 30 more.
But I guarantee...
For Mother's Day.
Well, and I want people to know that...
they're available.
They're available, and they can contact you through your Facebook page, which is facebook.com/personalities, PURSONALITIES, +ABQ. Cassandra, Coldwell Banker Legacy sponsoring, and they've helped you out with drop-off locations. You have a mortgage company that's helping you with that. Tell us about some of the people helping you.
I do. Again, having this just be so dear and special to my heart, and I've been involved with Personalities, I think, since about 2018, I finally just asked, we need help. And I asked them, will you allow us to do donations at the offices? And without any hesitation, without any company meeting, they said absolutely yes.
Well, Mike and Joe sure better say yes.
Yes.
I went to high school with Mike and Joe.
Great people.
Unfortunately,
great.
I'm older than them. Anyway.
And then they also allowed the Real Estate Academy, which is the only live instruction real estate school, to also help accept donations. So super huge thank you to them. And then the woman who recruited me to Personalities, she works with Fairway Mortgage, and it's Lisa Cummings. And so when she recruited me years ago, she gave us a thumbs up. So huge shout out to all of Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Academy, and Fairway for allowing us to drop off.
Yeah, that's really neat. And you also have some help from the police department. Now, before I let you answer about that,
wow.
I want to tell you a bias that I have.
Okay.
So I'm of the opinion that if I had to work with a bunch of people over 20 plus years as a police officer on mainly mostly their worst days of their lives, I would probably be callous and uncaring about what happened to those people after I got done. Sorry, I'm confessing that I would be frustrated. But having just met you, that's not your attitude.
Not at all.
And I sense that it's not the attitude of most of our professional law enforcement people.
I would say the percentages are very high that every police officer, I mean, current and past, just have genuine hearts and genuine souls. You know, if there's a need for another officer, if there's a need for another family, they step up to the plate pretty gosh darn quick. And it's without hesitation. It's, you know, if they have $3 in their wallet and you have to go to McDonald's and buy a Happy Meal for a kid, they do it in a second without even considering anybody but themselves. I mean, they're just remarkable humans. I was very hesitant to bring up law enforcement, but I wanted to also give a big shout out to Albuquerque Police Department. They are doing our deliveries. When we get all of our purses packed and boxed up and ready to go, we're calling in the troops and they're helping us take them to the locations where we drop off. So they've been remarkable to us.
And I gave you this assurance off the air. I'm going to do it on the air. Our audience is pro-police. When people were trying to talk about defunding the police, we were talking about how to get them more money. Valerie Jameson with Stand True for Blue, she's doing little nice things for police officers, honoring them. And so many times, at least I have thought, yeah, the police officers are for us. They're working for us. Well, that was just not the right attitude. We need to go to the police officers and say thank you. And they are doing a lot more in our community that the darn news never tells us about. So thank you for sharing about that. That's really important. Jane, how would you like to see our listeners help you from this point forward?
Well, I'd love them to have the compassion to help other women. And to call us or write us and tell us what they're interested in doing. It's not demanding if you're a volunteer. It's not 8 to 5, 5 days a week. It's an easy schedule. It's flexible. Come when you can. And so I would love to have more volunteers and more donations.
So, I mean, let's just pick an organization. You mentioned that you had some nice donations for Mother's Day. You had a few items left that are really nice. If what would happen right now if somebody called up like Safe House or Martin's Hope Works or Steelbridge called up, how would you help them? What's that process?
Well, I would just tell them I have some available and I would meet them at the location and have them pick them up.
Nice. And do you kind of make recommendations to people for how they give them out and you educate them on what's in them?
Well, I meet with all the organizations before we ever agree to try and do this together. I want to make sure it's something that they want and that's needed and would be appreciated. Some of the organizations have restrictions on what we can put in them.
Okay.
And so I say, okay, what can we put in and not put in? And so when we're filling a box for Women's Housing Coalition or a Peaceful Habitation, we're following their guidelines. Most everything can be included, except in some cases, because of prior addictions that these may have clients that are there with prior addictions, we will not put in hand sanitizer, mouthwash, or hairspray, as those trigger.
Oh, I see.
So
you're really concerned about the safety of the individuals.
Absolutely. And everything in that purse has got to be new. It can't be used. It can't be opened. That's a hygiene thing. That's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to protect them.
So like a travel-sized toothpaste and a travel-sized deodorant and maybe even a full-size. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think about, this is none of my business, but you both have purses. Do you like the pack of purses like you want them packed?
Yes.
Yes. I'm guilty of that.
And that's how we've gotten more creative, because someone said, well, I always carry Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. So someone will make up a little tiny envelope with 3 Band-Aids in it. And so we put those in until we're out of those. Someone else said, well, I always carry a couple safety pins. So someone else will make up a little packet of safety pins. Everyone comes up with these great ideas. And if they're all right, oh, Manny and Petty sets. You know, we all like to do that special thing. And so we're always pushing to get more Manny Petty sets because we never get enough.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Lotion.
Oh, yeah. Anything you can think of, really.
Everybody I know that ever came to New Mexico from like San Diego or even Colorado, yes, they get here and it's like their skin becomes like leather. You need lotion here, right?
Yes. Well, we love the people who travel because we've got some people trained just to load up all the stuff from their hotel room and bring it back. And we'll put the hotel size shampoo, conditioner, lotion, and body wash in a sandwich bag.
Okay, hotel manager, if you're listening, is there a chance you might be able to make a little donation of some of the items that you put in the rooms? That would be special.
And then, dentists. And I mean, dentists, every time you get your teeth cleaned, you get a little tiny kit with toothpaste, toothbrush, and dental floss.
Right.
Those are perfect for what we're doing.
We would love a dentist to come up with a little box for us.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, my dentist does.
I know that it might not sound life-changing to receive a purse, but it really could be the start of life change.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is when we reach out to our communities and seek donations, there is no limit what type of purse we're going to get. We've had some very high-end purses donated from people that we pack and we give them to the next woman. And so they may be walking away with a Brahmin. They may be walking away with a Coach. They're walking away with good purses. We have another volunteer, Kim, who I just adore. She went to Nordstrom over at the mall, and it was the summer sale. She brought in like 5 bags of purses that she bought on sale.
Wow.
And she got them for a steal. So yeah. Another place we reach out is estate sale companies. Estate sale companies, if they have the scarves I've picked up from them, purses I've picked up from them, mittens and gloves I've picked up from them, they just call us and say, hey, we're at the end of the sale, and, you know, do you want any of this? Heck yes. We call the troops and say, who can go to this address and pick these up? So well, there's a lot of people in the industry.
We have a great team.
Well, and I can just see, I know you've been specializing in preparing nice things for Mother's Day, preparing things for Christmas. Maybe there's a birthday party here and there that might be nice. Or, you know, you start thinking about the ministries at Steel Bridge and you know, if people are coming out of addictions or they're coming out of a homelessness situation, they probably don't have a lot. And to have this and to have proper hygiene and be clean and a place to keep your stuff, and especially if you have children, can be a great place for that as well. I think that's where you got that that Band-Aid thing there, Jane.
Well, if those people coming out of those situations usually don't have a lot, and if they whatever money they do have, they spend on what they need, and yes. It's not usually for them. Mm. And so this is just extra special over the top because it's not just the hygiene. It's something pretty. It's accessories. It's everything else and a word of God.
Cassandra said, I better make sure everybody knows how you started.
Well, Sarah Sanchez was my hairstylist, and she was cutting my hair, and she said, Jane, I have 3 purses I want to donate somewhere. You volunteer all over. Where can I take them? And I said, well, let me see them. And I said, Sarah, these are like brand new. She takes very good care of her things. And so by the time she finished cutting my hair, we decided that I would call the 3 organizations I was working with at the time, A Peaceful Habitation, Women's Housing Coalition, and Barrett House, and see if they were interested in doing what we thought was a good idea. So I called them the next morning, talked to each of the executive directors, and they said, oh my gosh, that's fabulous. So the first year, I said, okay, Sarah, we need 50. And so I wrote to 22 friends, and she told her clients, and we got 180. I said, oh, okay. So I said, Sarah, the need is greater than you'd ever imagine. So what do you think about me expanding and going and talking to some other people? And she said, I'm for it. I said, you know what? God sees this need, and I think he'll be there. So that's what we kept doing. I got the name from my daughter, Deb. I got the
personalities.
I got the scripture from Della. We worked in the garage of Sarah's double car garage for 2 years in doing it. And then it just kept growing. And as I reached out to new organizations and I'd come home, I'd say, because I always tell people, if what we get, we give. And I'm going to be praying that we get enough for you. And then I get home and I'm thinking, oh, my word. What if I can't? And I thought, it's not you, Jane. You know, this is, you've turned this over to God. So the second year in 2017, we were praying for 450 and we received 1,087 purses.
Wow.
And it just kept going. The next year I was praying for, I forget how many, we delivered 1,555. So it just keeps growing. And now at this point, it looks like it's going beyond our city to other communities.
So would you help people in other communities
Absolutely.
Get this going?
Absolutely. We deliver to Valencia. I mean, they come in because I couldn't ask APD to deliver there. But I am thinking about the state police.
There you go. Police officer, this might be a project for
I'm just thinking
some
about
state
it.
Police officers to do.
I haven't talked to anybody. We have, like I said, delivered to Taos. I'm looking at other communities in the north. I have my list of organizations to call on.
And Jane, you really are efficient with any donations. I mean, everything
Absolutely.
You get, you give.
Absolutely.
And you're working 100% with volunteers, which is not an easy task. But it'd be really fun to have a packing party like you've talked about. Have you done that, Cassandra?
Oh, yes. That's one of my favorite things to do. I like the tail end after they hand me the purse and I get to select the scarf and put the scripture on. That's one of my favorite chores.
I think in food service, Cassandra, I've just met you, but I'm thinking that you're supposed to have some portion control, and I'm thinking you might give people about twice as much as they're supposed to get.
That would probably be my issue. That's why they need me on the tail end.
Well, but I think it's a blessing that you want to give people something that you would want yourself.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
It is.
Personality, so PURSONALITIES-plus-ABQ. That's your Facebook page. The letter J, BICK, at comcast.net is the way to reach out to you via email. And I'm just blessed to know that you guys are doing all of this.
There's no dash.
Oh, there's no dash. Okay. No dash. At the end, personalities plus?
ABQ.
ABQ. Okay. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you for the
you
opportunity.
So much.
This has been great.
We appreciate
it's fun.
You.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.